If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so I had to lie to a salesperson in the hardware store yesterday, and I did feel really bad about it, but I've done this in the past, and I feel like a lot of people have done it too, and you can let us know at 92925. It is Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning.
So what happened? You had an issue with your kitchen, with your sink?
Yeah, so my sink was like clogged. It was, for some reason, it was like the water was coming up the other side, and so I did a little research. I'm like, okay, I need to go get a sink plunger. They exist. Did you know that? They're like cute little mini plungers.
Little mini?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I had to go into Rona yesterday, and I was like sort of standing in that area, and I saw this like salesperson come up to me, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And I explained to him what was going on. Then he's suddenly like, no, you know what you need? You need the, I forget what it's called, but it's like basically like a snake, like one of those long things. He's like, you need to put that. He's like, because what's going to happen when you plunge it is everything is just going to be transferred to the other sink. So there's no way that it's going to help if you just plunge it. So you need to do this. And if anything else, you need to buy this like chemical product that you just like put in your sink and you put some hot water in there and then stuff it down there with a towel. And he's going on and on. And in my head, I'm like, I just need this like $6 mini plunger. Like, I know that's all I need. But I listened to him go on. He's like running around the store trying to help me out. He's like, no, trust me. I've seen this many times before. I know exactly what you need. He has like $60 worth of products and I know I don't need them. So I let him go through because he's being super nice and he's going out of his way to try and help me. And then I'm like, okay, thank you. This is going to help. Like I wouldn't have any idea. And as I'm leaving, I like throw the stuff that he suggested back on the shelf and I grab the little mini plunger and like run, well, pay for it for us and then run out of the store. But I had to lie to him and make it look like I was purchasing what he thought I should purchase.
Do you think he saw you throwing that stuff away that he gave to you that he tried to sell you on?
I'm sure he did, and it broke his heart.
Yeah. All of a sudden, a sad violin just starts playing, and he puts his head.
I thought I had her.
Yeah. Haven't you had to do this before, though?
Yeah, I just got a new car before I made the trip to Montreal because my old car just couldn't make that trip, and I was the same way. They're trying to sell you on all this stuff. Oh, you need to get yourself a Johnson rod if you're going to have this kind of car. And I go along with it too, and then I just get the exact base model that they've got on the lot. I don't need anything extra. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll get that. Yeah, absolutely.
Why are we so terrified to say to somebody, I think I'm just going to go with this. This is what I've decided on. This is what's going to make me happy. I find we're always lying like that. You know, in the store, if I say, do you guys have any avocados? And they say, yeah, sure. Here are the avocados. But oh, wait, get the bag with five in it. It's a better deal. And I'm like, I don't want five avocados that are all going to go bad at the same time. I just want three avocados. So I say thank you. And then I put back what they suggested.
Because we just want to be polite.
You want to be nice.
It's all it is.
And it's also their job. I mean, you know, just be thankful that you're getting serviced at a retail store, you know, to have someone to help you. And the fact that you were looking at the racks, you know, in a blank stare, probably, he probably thought to himself, hey, I could be a hero today, and I could share my wisdom. Now, whether or not he's full of hot air or not, I mean, that remains to be seen. You don't know. I mean, you did some research on the internet. You watched a couple YouTube videos, and you consider yourself the expert.
The plunger worked perfectly.
Oh, it did?
Like,
okay.
Flawlessly,
well, there you go.
The plunger worked.
But you learned about the snake thing, right? I mean, even if you didn't buy
the snake thing. She learned really well.
For the next time.
Yeah, she'll go to the store the next time. Do you have that snake thingy?
That's what I need. But what you really want is...
The other thing that came to my mind, though, and we spoke about this on the show, like, probably a year ago, was... Women were calling saying, like, if you don't want to be single, you need to play the damsel in distress. And I disagreed with it. I was like, I can't pretend. I'm not good at it. And it was in that situation where I was like, I have to, if I want, let's say I wanted to date this guy, and I don't, but let's say I did, I would have to pretend in order to play the damsel in distress. I'd have to pretend that he is correct, even though I knew I was correct, you know?
Wait, so now you're dating the guy from the hardware store?
No, but I'm dating him.
Well, you're going to have great sinks.
I'm just saying not to, like, ruin his like ego in that moment, you know?
I don't know. Either you tell him off at the beginning and say no thank you, or you end up breaking his heart by putting the pile that he so, you know, carefully selected for you and, you know, putting that aside. So either way, you're breaking his heart.
Okay. All right. You know? Well, I'm just glad my sink is unclogged. I could do the dishes.
And yesterday. He's probably listening right now. He's like, that's the girl. Well, I'm glad her sink is good.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
What are the things that Andy has to do before he is officially a Montrealer? Okay. We want to make you an official Montrealer within like 2 weeks or less. I think that's good, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Consider like a Montreal boot camp.
Exactly. Good morning. It is Mornings with Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So you took step one yesterday.
Yeah, I did kind of like the typical Montreal thing. So before I tell you what it is, I'll give you a couple clues.
Okay.
I'm still feeling the effects of it today, almost 24 hours later.
Oh, you went to the SQDC?
What's that mean?
The pot shop.
The pot shop?
Yeah.
Yes, I came into work high today on day two. Yeah, you got it. That's it. Wrong. I was moving slower after.
Okay. Oh, maybe like a Scandinavian spa. They're popular in and around Montreal.
He's a man. I'm going to guess that you visited one of our finer adult establishments.
I went to the pot shop and then I went to an adult establishment.
I mean, this is boot camp here. We don't have any time to waste.
Wrong again. Now, I'll give you one more clue. I was heavier after leaving this place than what I was going in.
Okay, so you ate something.
Right.
A lot of something.
I did eat a lot of something.
It had to be one of two things, right? Smoked meat or poutine or bagels. Yeah.
No, you're right. I had both. I had smoked meat poutine.
You did?
Oh my God.
I visited La Banquise. Did I pronounce that right?
You got it. You nailed
Perfect.
It, man. Way to go.
I did. I went to La Banquise. I went there for lunch. I got their regular. I had smoked meat, sausage, and pepperoni poutine.
What? All of that meat on top of it?
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Now, did you know that you were going to skip dinner after this lunch?
I sure didn't.
Oh, you went the hard way?
I took it to go and just carrying it back to my car. I had to switch hands halfway.
Like
it was just so heavy.
Yeah.
It was so good, though. I'm going to get so fat.
You think so?
I am going to gain so much weight
in
this city.
We walk a lot. Montrealers walk a lot, right? Because parking's so brutal. And in the summertime, you're always out doing stuff. So you can pack it on during the winter, I guess, and then take it off in the summertime by walking around
the
city.
My winter weight.
Okay, we want to know what else Andy has to do to become a true Montrealer. We're compiling a list.
I got a few things.
Yeah, you got a few things.
You've already named a couple of them.
Yeah.
We're compiling a list, and every day we're going to have you scratch at least one of them off, okay?
That sounds fun.
It's going to take some. This is your initiation.
I've got 2 weeks to do it, apparently.
The poutine was actually step number two, because step number one was the photo shoot when we got to spray him with silly string. That was so fun.
Gotcha.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, we're making Andy a true Montrealer. It started yesterday with a smoked meat poutine that you're still feeling today, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've gained like 6 pounds in 24 hours.
It would have been really good in Montreal spirit had you had that poutine at 3 o'clock in the morning stumbling through St. Catherine Street. But, you know, a midday poutine is just as good
we'll
to get to
We'll save that for this weekend.
Right, okay, good.
Sounds fun.
I feel like it's going to be stumbling down St. Laurent, though. That's like you're really Montreal.
True,
really Montrealer
true.
On St. Laurent.
Or you don't know where you are. That's
that's going to be the whole thing.
Okay, be careful out there. We're taking your texts, your suggestions for Andy at 92925. People are saying, number one, you got to get on that metro. You haven't taken the metro yet.
But I've heard it's really, really good.
It's really amazing.
Way better than where I come from in Toronto, which their transit's not so good.
Yeah, it's really fun in the summertime when people start smelling really badly.
Yeah. Love it.
It's
fun.
Really
it's
a really distinct smell in the metros that really you can't find anywhere else in the world. It's a unique flavor.
Art galleries in the Old Port or skating in the Old Port. That's an amazing
thing
to do.
Oh, that sounds
cool. At Bonsecours Rink.
Date night.
When your wife eventually comes here to join you, take her to the Lookout. And have a little makeout session with her. That's very Montreal.
Because that's what adults like us do.
My dad sealed the deal with my mom.
Do it in the winter and stay in your car, because in the summertime you will be attacked by raccoons. There's another good Montreal
that's
tip
true,
for you.
Fog up the windows, right on.
People are saying you have to go to a Canadiens game, obviously, and you have to meet Yuppie and take a picture with him.
Oh, God.
I would say
so
also along the lines of Yuppie, visit the Olympic Stadium firsthand to just bask in its rich history and grandeur. Of being the biggest waste of money in architectural and construction history. You have to see this colossal mistake of a building that was made. You have to see it firsthand.
So Montrealers are a big fan of the Olympic Stadium, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're.
Okay. Mike, what does Andy have to do?
The big orange and have an orange tulip.
Oh, yeah. We know what the big orange is. Explain to him about the big orange.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Okay, it's a big orange. It's on the carry.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
like the fruit, like is that actual round orange?
Yeah,
it's
a giant orange.
Okay,
yes.
It's as you're flying into
orange.
Montreal.
Okay. Yeah. And it's kind of like orange juice and ice cream together. So it's called orange julep. It's really good, and it's only found there. So that's where you have to go to get it.
And if you go on Wednesday nights, they have hot rod nights, so you see all the fancy antique cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that sounds fun.
All right, fun. I'm going to go have an orange julep.
And a hot dog.
And a hot dog. And while you're at it, the poutines there are really good, too. So it's fancy. Okay.
Go for the combo.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, we're also getting a lot of that you have to buy beer at a dépanneur.
Already done.
Oh, you done it.
I did that on night one here.
The Tam Tams in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. A lot of people are saying road rage as well. You're not a real Montrealer until you have road rage.
Already done.
Flip someone off at least once a day.
Already done. I'm checking things off my list here.
And around the corner is spring, and that's Sugar Shack season. So you have to visit a Cabane à Sucre and have an all Sugar Shack maple delight of a meal.
That sounds like dessert after poutine.
It's
like
absolutely
dessert it's a and a meal. Dessert, yeah. It's like you can have poutine there, and you put maple syrup on it. It's
you can basically do anything with poutine, is what you're saying. Yes. I love it. All right, cool.
He's learning.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
A Quebec road rage incident has gone viral, and it's like the most Canadian thing you'll ever see.
So you saw this road rage incident online, right, Nikki?
I did.
What made it so Canadian?
Okay, this is what made it so Canadian. It actually happened here in Quebec, which I love. The video is titled Brutal Canadian Road Rage Incident Caught on Camera. And you see this man taking out his winter frustration. I mean, we're getting to that point right now, I think all of us, right? Like around the end of January, beginning of February, everybody's like done with winter, right?
Yeah, we're done. We don't need another month. We get it. We get it.
We're
Let's
over
go.
It.
We
want to
see some grass. Come on.
Yeah, the vitamin D levels are starting to drop. Yeah. The excitement of the holidays is gone and people are just completely over it. So this guy lost his mind. We were speaking of psychopaths earlier. This guy practically is one. No, he was actually the opposite. It's hilarious. So it's like I said, it's titled Brutal Canadian Road Rage Incident Caught on Camera. It shows a man getting out of his car in Montreal to wipe the snow off the vehicle in front of him at a red light. He takes his snow remover brush, gets out, removes the snow from the back of this guy's vehicle because his back window is completely covered in snow, and then he walks back to his car just shaking his head in frustration, and that was the road rage.
He didn't do it. He didn't go up to the driver. He didn't ask for a tip. He didn't do it. He just went back to his car.
Just wiped off his car, just like in pure Canadian passive-aggressive kindness.
There you go, eh? Take that.
Sorry to have to impose myself on you, but it needed to be done.
Yeah, he was just mad. You could tell he was like, jerk. Like, Bernard didn't say a word, just helped him out. The kindness.
Those drivers are the worst, though. You see them all the time. People that don't take the snow off the back of their window or the roof of their car.
We've all done it, no?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, all the time.
Basic winter etiquette. I mean, the guy even had a rear windshield wiper that he could have activated, but he neglected to.
There is kind of something about watching the rear window defog as you're driving. Do you guys get, like, I get kind of strangely satisfied
Can't
by watching
stop
the
looking
snow.
Away.
Yeah, like, boy, it was a lot of snow a minute ago, and now there's way less. It's pretty cool.
It's hard when you're out there, and it's freezing, and your finger's about to fall off, and I think we've all been there when you think, okay, that'll do. And then I'll start driving, and it'll just sort of, like, go. I was actually pulled over by the police, not here, but in Nova Scotia, for not taking the snow off my car enough.
Oh, no. Nikki, you're not one of those.
It was like 10 years ago. I cried, and so I got no ticket. It was 4:30 in the morning, and I was like, I know. I'm just really exhausted right now.
You're lucky you didn't get pulled over when you had a muffler dragging behind your car the other day. That was
not my fault.
And it also wasn't her muffler.
It wasn't. Yeah, you don't get pulled over for dragging someone else's muffler that you ran over.
It's their fault, not hers.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.